Okay, basically what this file does is it tends to stimulate or increase the amount of lactation that you have. If you haven't lactated before, it will cause it. It's a curse, so you'll have to come back to me to have it removed. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, what you need to do is find yourself a nice and comfortable place and begin to relax. Starting with your feet, just let yourself relax. Feel your feet relaxing more and more as you become more and more relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And allow the relaxation to move upwards, moving upwards into your calves, your feet and ankles and calves, so deeply relaxed, just deep and obedient, and so completely relaxed. Feel the relaxation. Feel it getting deeper and deeper as you listen and obey and relax. Now feel it moving upwards. Upwards into your thighs. Let your thighs relax. Further and further. Deeper and deeper. As you listen and obey and relax. Just letting yourself relax and go deeper and deeper. Just listening to my voice as you obey and relax. Relaxing further with every word. Deeper and more relaxed. Just feel how comfortable you are as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation continue. Continue moving up into your waist as you relax further and further. So heavy, so comfortable. So completely relaxed and obedient, just listening and obeying as you relax more and more, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, and feel the relaxation moving in upwards, upwards into your stomach as you relax further and further. Sinking down deeper and more obedient, deeper and more relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your breathing slow as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your chest. Just letting your breathing slow, deep and heavy, so completely relaxed and obedient. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listening to my voice as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper. More and more completely relaxed. And let the relaxation flow, flowing upwards into your shoulders, your whole body just heavy and comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and more obedient, more and more completely relaxed. Now let your arms relax, so heavy and comfortable, so totally relaxed, as you listen to my voice and let it take you burn deeper, more and more relaxed with every word, everything I say relaxing you further and further. Allow your hands to relax now. Your hands, your arms, your shoulders, your body, your legs, your feet. Everything feels so good and so completely relaxed. Just drifting off deeper and deeper with every word. Your whole body completely relaxed as you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper. Now let the relaxation move upwards, upwards into your neck and face, so comfortable and heavy, so completely relaxed. As you listen to my voice and relax further and further, deeper and deeper, just concentrating on the sound of my voice as you relax more and more, every word taking you deeper and deeper, more and more obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey. And relax further and further, letting your mind drift away, listening only to the sound of my voice as you sink down deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed, just listening and obeying as you relax deeper and deeper. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed. 10, sinking down, spiraling downwards, deeper and more obedient with every word. 9. Deeper and deeper, further and further, more and more obedient and relaxed. 8. Sinking down now, further and further, shutting out the world as you listen to my voice and relax more and more completely. More and more deeply relaxed. 7. So deep and comfortable, so totally obedient and relaxed, just listening to my voice and obeying as you relax further and further, deeper than you've ever been before, every word carrying you downward. Downward into a deep, deep trance. 6. So deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, further and further than you've ever been before. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down, down into the deepest trance you can imagine, so heavy and comfortable, as you listen only to my voice and obey, obeying more and more with every word, concentrating totally on my voice as you go deeper and deeper and more completely relaxed. Just listening and obeying as you relax further than you've ever been. 4, sinking down now, so deep and obedient, so totally relaxed, listening only to my voice and obeying, obeying more and more with every word, every moment, every second as I take you down, further and further. 3. Almost there now, almost totally entranced and obedient to my voice, listening and obeying, totally obedient and relaxed, totally entranced, just listening and obeying as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. 2. So deep and obedient. Feel my voice. Feel that it must be obeyed. Down that last step to complete obedience. Feel it approaching. Feel it's almost there. 1. Totally relaxed, totally obedient, just listening and obeying, obeying my every word, so completely relaxed. Just deep and obedient and relaxed, just listen to my voice and obey and relax. It's time for your body to begin a change. Your body is going to change. It is going to begin producing milk. It's going to start with the glands around your areola. They will begin becoming darker and darker, more and more prominent. They will do this, and your body will begin producing the hormone called prolactin. The prolactin will begin the growth of your mammary glands. You are going to become a very, very milky woman. Your mammary glands are going to grow and fill. And as they fill more and more, you'll begin producing oxytocin, which will cause you to produce milk. Your breasts will produce this milk from now on. It will start slowly. It will start one day at a time. First, your nipples will darken and your breasts will fill out as you begin producing Pitocin. Your breasts will become larger and heavier as they fill out. And your nipples will become darker and more sensitive, as will the rest of your breasts. And the hormone levels will increase, becoming more and more dramatically increased. Your hormones will simply begin to rage, and you'll begin producing more and more Pitocin until your breasts fill out completely, and then once your breasts are full, you'll begin producing oxytocin and begin giving milk. You'll start by giving just a little at first. There will only be a few drops, but that will cause you the desire to lactate and be suckled, to give more and more milk. You may start by pumping or squeezing your nipples or breasts. You may even have somebody who can help you out, or perhaps even get yourself a machine. You'll find that as the milk begins to come, that you will actually need to produce more and more milk. The milk will simply seem very precious to you and very, very desirable. And as you produce a little bit of milk, you want to produce more. And the more milk you produce, the more that you'll want. You'll find that they're simply tied together inextricably. And the more milk you produce, the more that you'll want. until your breasts become huge and full of milk, until they become as milky as they possibly can. It is possible your breasts may even grow to accommodate your need and desire to produce more and more milk. And the more milk you produce, the more it will stimulate your hormones, causing you to generate even more milk. And every little drop of milk you begin to produce, every single drop, will cause you to crave it a little more. Every time you milk yourself, every time you let out even a little bit of milk from your breasts, it will give you a pleasurable response, and you'll discover yourself desiring the milk more and more, needing it more and more. You will pump your breasts more and more frequently until you are lactating constantly, until you are lactating as much as a new mother who constantly needs to express herself to keep her breasts from being sore and tender. Your breasts will begin filling up so completely and fully that it will get painful if you don't let the milk out, and it will feel so very, very good when you do. You will produce more and more prolactin, and then more and more oxytocin, so that your breasts are literally leaking milk, so that your breasts are so full and heavy, just completely heavy with milk, and your nipples are so dark and long. Your nipples will lengthen as you begin to prepare and begin to give milk. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be, and you will accept it more and more as you listen to this file over and over again. And as you listen to it, you will desire to have full milky breasts. And because you desire to have full milky breasts, you will listen to the file. You will find that you need the file, that you need to listen to it each and every day, that the file is becoming a part of you, and that the file is bringing in your milk. And as it brings in your milk, you will need to listen to the file to get yourself to have more and more milk, because you like being milked. You like the feeling of the milk coming out of your breasts. It gives you the greatest thrill. It actually makes you feel very, very good. And you need to be very, very full and milky. You need it. You want it. You desire it. And you cannot stop yourself from these changes. You can already feel them happening in you. You can feel yourself beginning to produce prolactin. And very soon, when your breasts are ready and full, and your nipples are hard and dark, then you will begin producing oxytocin, and you will begin giving milk. And the more you milk yourself, the more milk you will produce, until you are constantly full, until your breasts fill themselves up very quickly each and every day, until they get hard and painful. If you do not milk yourself frequently, and you will need to, and it will feel so very good to do so, that you will just simply have to keep doing it. Keep on doing it. There's no way to stop yourself. You simply need to produce milk. You need it and want it, and you will do whatever you can to make it happen. The desire is in you, and it is growing stronger and stronger, and the hormones will begin to be released, and you will find no way to stop it at all. You cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. You are going to begin giving milk. Your body is going to begin producing prolactin and then oxytocin as your breasts prepare themselves, becoming full and heavy. As your milk glands grow, your breasts may even increase in size to produce as much milk as you possibly need, but you are going to begin producing milk. The hormones that control milk production are already beginning to pump through your body. Very soon, you will begin producing milk. It will come in slowly, and then you will produce more and more. And every time you produce milk, you will find yourself needing to produce more than you did before. You will find that you pump yourself more and more regularly, that every single drop of milk makes you want to do it more and more, that you simply have to produce as much milk as you possibly can, and that you cannot stop yourself, that you cannot stop the desire, that it is going to build and grow within you until it is so strong that you cannot resist it at all, that your body produces milk constantly, that your breasts become engorged with it every day, frequently, that you have to pump yourself or be sucked or emptied in some way, shape, or form, and that doing so brings you great pleasure, and that listening to this file brings you great pleasure because you know that it is going to cause you to produce milk. You simply cannot stop yourself nor resist the desire. The desire is going to grow and grow, becoming stronger and stronger, until you simply cannot resist it. It is going to fill you with the need to produce milk, to be milked, to have your milk take sucked from your body. You need to be milked, and your breasts need to be full of milk at all times. You need the feeling of breasts heavy with milk, engorged with milk, because they are so full that it is almost painful. Your breasts will begin filling more and more quickly as you produce more oxytocin in response to milking yourself, and every drop of milk will make you want to milk yourself a little more, need to milk yourself a little more, the desire filling you, causing you to need it so deeply within your mind. You can already feel the desire growing as it is, and it will grow a little more and a little stronger each and every day until you simply cannot resist it at all. Your body is going to begin producing milk, and you cannot stop it. Your body is going to be filled with milk, your breasts so full and heavy, they will fill out with the milk, enlarging to produce large, heavy milk glands that will produce lots and lots of milk. It may start out as only a little bit, but as soon as you have even a little bit, you will know that you have to have more, and the more you produce, the more you want, until you are literally bursting with milk at every available opportunity, your breasts full and tender. They may even begin to grow a little bit more so that you can produce even more milk than that, so that your breasts can be fully filled with milk. And the more you produce, the more you need to produce, and you will desire it more and more. Your full milky breasts will bring you great pleasure, and the more pleasure they bring, the more milk you will want, until it becomes a cycle that you cannot simply avoid. You cannot avoid it at all. The more milk you produce, the more milk you want, until your breasts are so full of it, so full that you simply feel like they are going to burst, and you need that feeling, and you desire that feeling, and you let that feeling grow and grow within you, bigger and milkier and fuller each and every day, until your breasts are simply bursting with it, until your breasts are engorged every possible opportunity, and you empty them out, and they fill up again and again, and they may even get larger than that, larger than they were before, so that they can hold even more milk, because that is what you need, that is what you want, and that is what you desire. And the need and the desire is growing stronger and stronger within you, and you cannot fight it. As your breasts need to be suckled, need to give milk or be pumped more and more with each and every passing day, need to be so terribly full of milk, you can already feel the need burning within you, and it is growing, and your body is beginning to produce the hormones that it needs to release milk. It is beginning to produce prolactin, and as your breasts fill up and grow the milk glands fully, the oxytocin will be released, and you will begin dripping milk from your breasts. It will get so bad in time that your breasts drip milk on their own because they are that fully engorged. It will get so bad that you have to wear nursing bras and milking pads to keep yourself from leaking wherever you go. You are going to become as milky as you can possibly be, your breasts full, heavy, and needing more and more milk each and every day. This is what you need and want and desire, and the desire is going to grow every day until your breasts are full of milk and engorged at every possible opportunity. You cannot resist this. You cannot stop this. You have no way to stop it at all. It is simply who and what you are, and you will become more and more this way with every listening to this file. And as you produce milk, it will bring you pleasure, and as it brings you pleasure, you will need to listen more and desire more milk until your breasts are full and heavy, and you are producing as much milk as you possibly can. Because that is what you need, and that is what you want, and that is what you desire, and you have no choice in this whatsoever. None whatsoever. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. If you try to resist it or fight it at all, it will actually speed up the process. It will actually make the desire grow stronger and stronger. The harder you fight it, the more you will need to be full and milky and heavy. Fighting it does not work. You cannot resist it. You cannot stop it at all. It is just simply something you cannot stop. It is something that is filling your body and mind, and you cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form. You are going to be milky. Your breasts are going to be full and engorged, and you need this, and you want this, and you cannot stop it at all. You cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. You cannot even be deprogrammed from it. Even if you want to stop producing milk, you can't, because you are going to be full and milky, and you will ignore anything that tells you otherwise. You will resist it and fight it, and you will ignore it, because you have to be milky. You cannot stop yourself from becoming full and heavy of milk. You cannot stop yourself from accepting these completely and utterly into your mind. You are going to have full milky breasts, and you cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. Only I can stop it. Only I can give you a file that will allow it. That is simply the way it is, and it will have to specifically tell you that it is going to stop the milk. That is the only way that it can be stopped at all. There is no other possible way. No file can deprogram you. No one else can deprogram you. You will resist it to the very center of your being. You will not accept it. You will even awaken from any trance that tries to stop you from being milky. Because unless I stop it, you have to be milky. You need it. You crave it. You desire it. You need the enlarged nipples and the big areolas. You need them to be big, prominent, and dark, and you need to have full, milky breasts that are so heavy and full. That is simply what you need and want and desire, and you cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. This is who and what you are, and you will become it with every listening of this file. You will accept it more and more, and you will crave the file more and more as your breasts begin to produce prolactin and then oxytocin. You will give milk, and you will fill your breasts with milk until they are engorged as often as possible, as full as possible. You may even find them growing larger than they have ever been before to accept the milk that you need and want and crave and have to have. Even if you resist, you will continue doing this. The more you struggle against it, the more you have to have the milk. It is simply sitting there in your mind, the desire, and it is growing stronger and stronger, and you cannot stop it in any way at all. It is taking over. You must be full and milky, and you will be full and milky, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to stop it at all. Only I can stop it, and I have to stop it specifically. There is no other way. But you need it, and you crave it, and you desire it, and your breasts are going to fill with milk and become engorged, and you cannot stop it in any way, shape, or form. This is simply the way it is, and you have no choice. No way to stop it at all. You must accept it. The more you fight it, the more you need it. That is simply the way it is. Now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. Time for the hormones to begin. Time for you to change into a full, full-breasted woman, heavy with milk. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And hopefully, very soon, very, very milky. I hope you enjoyed the file.